Welcome to Leaders for Tomorrow, a collaboration between WIFM and the Wilkes County School System, presented by the Empire Auto Group Wilkesboro. Leaders for Tomorrow recognizes students, teachers, and administrators showing outstanding leadership and making a difference in their community. Now, the host of Leaders for Tomorrow, Gary York.
Good morning. This is Leaders for Tomorrow, an opportunity for WIFM and the Yadkin Valley to celebrate, to hold in the light, the Wilkes County School System. We're grateful for the sponsorship of the Empire Auto Group, and we're grateful to have this opportunity to have our Yadkin Valley experience the wonderment and the important contributions of our outstanding Wilkes County School System. This is Gary York. I'm on the campus of West Wilkes High School. I'm talking to the EV Challenge class, which is an electric vehicle built by students in Chris Tolbert's technology class. An incredible experience today, and I'd like for you to share with me interviews of seven outstanding young men in the EV Challenge class, and also several wonderful comments by Chris Tolbert, their outstanding leader. This is an opportunity to highlight youngsters truly making a difference whose lives have been changed by this incredible experience. If you will now experience the Electric Vehicle Challenge class of Chris Tolbert at West Wilkes High School. Thank you very much.
My name is Coleman Godwin, and I'm part of West Wilkes High School's EV team. And it has been a real experience for me personally. It turned me around as far as my education goes. I started working hard in class and trying to do better, and have made a complete turn, and will be attending the engineering school next year. And it's just been a great experience, and I've learned a lot and met a lot of nice people.
How'd you get involved? Was there one day something happened that you just happened to arrive here?
Well, the first year Mr. Tolbert started, and I wasn't in the class, and I had him for technology class and drafting, and just by being in his class, kind of got to working around it and started working on it and really enjoyed it and started dedicating a lot of time to it.
He talked to me about confidence.
You have to have confidence in yourself and your team members and a lot of trust.
Now, you told me that this has been a life-changing experience. Did you say that?
Oh, yes, sir. Before, I didn't try in class and was going to quit, and now I've turned completely around. I'm going to graduate on time and go to college. It sure has been an opportunity, and I'm glad I took advantage of it, and everybody else should be as thankful as I am.
You've been a spiritual lift for me today. On the campus of West Wilkes High School. We're involved in the EV Challenge this morning, and it's a new adventure for me, and I'm grateful to be here with Mr. Tolbert, who's the leader of this team of men who've built a battery-powered automobile, being this truck. So we're going to have several of the youngsters that have been involved in this worthy project to talk to us a little bit about what you did and how you did it and what it's meant in your career so far.
I'm Matthew Griffith, and I did part of the design and did part of the work on the truck, which includes building the battery boxes and designing the controller box, and I was the driver at the competition in Florida.
What drives you to want to do this? What does it mean for you to be able to do it?
Well, it's several things, mainly that it's better than sitting in school all day doing book work, and also that it's electric. It's not oil. It doesn't pollute the environment any.
Is this something that's inspired you possibly to have a career in doing something of this nature possibly?
I would definitely consider it.
Did you have any knowledge of electricity when you started?
Somewhat, but nothing compared to what I do now.
Okay. And I understand that all of you somewhat started from scratch. No one really knew what we were going to do. So we're just going to do this.
This is only the second year the school's done this, and it's still the same truck that we had the first year. And the only thing different than it was last year is that we put a little bit more batteries in it,
okay,
or more voltage.
Well, thank you very much. Matthew, right?
Right.
And is?
My name is Brandon Lell. This is my second year with the team, and I do about everything, whatever teacher tells me to do.
Now, what year are you guys in school?
I'm a junior.
Tell us about what
the interest you had to get you started?
Well, I just put an application in. I figured it'd be something to get by in class in school, but it was an awesome class, and I'll do it next year too, my senior year.
Compared to other classes you've had since you've been here, how would you rate this? What do we call this class?
The EV Challenge.
EV Challenge, all right.
It's awesome. I would do it over any of the other classes.
Every day you get up wanting to come do this?
Yeah.
Tell us about Mr. Talbert.
Well, he's an awesome leader. He's an inspiration to all of us.
What are you going to do when you get out of school?
I'm going to try to go to college for engineering.
Be an engineer. So yeah. This is a great training ground for you. Thank you very much.
Michael Sampson, and I've been on the team about a year and a half. I help out with the website design and such, things of that matter. You know.
Does the car have a computer?
Yeah, it's got a laptop in there. It has the speedometer and voltage, and it's, you know, all the gauges and stuff like that.
Tell us about what interest you had to get started doing this. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, I've had probably three or four classes with Mr. Talbert before this, and I was interested in all the stuff we've done in the other classes, such as, you know, we built CO2 cars and things like that.
Talk about him as a teacher a little bit.
He's a really good teacher.
So we're going to start all over again next year with something?
Yeah.
Scratch again?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Saul, I've been working on the laptop for the speedometer and RPM gauge and everything that monitors the truck. It's taken about 2 years. And it's just been really fun.
How did you get started in this class? What would interest you in getting involved in it?
Well, it was Mr. Talbert talking about it when I had him in Fundamentals of Technology my freshman year. He just said it was really exciting, something that this state ain't seen before. So I figured I'd give it a try, and I just loved it ever since.
Do you look forward to doing it every day? Is this a new challenge for you guys?
Yeah. I just get up every day and want to come to school to do this.
Would you say this is a highlight of your high school career so far?
So far it is.
How about that?
It is. Good.
What's your long-term plans as a student?
I'm just going to finish up high school, and I'm going to ITT Tech to get a degree in biomedical technicians.
Wow. Tell me what that'll mean.
Basically, work on the equipment at the hospital.
Yep.
Like MRI machines and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Church.
Tell us about your experience with EV Challenge, Justin.
It's a great experience. I mean, helping out the environment. I really like it.
Okay. Is it, can you tell me some of the things specifically that you've contributed to building the truck?
Yes, I've helped with the controller box and some of the battery boxes and helped on the website a little bit, so a little bit of everything.
Good. What's coming up? What's your long-term plans?
Well, I plan on finishing up high school and going off to college, being an engineer and mechanic, something out in there.
Good for you. Thank you very much.
Chris McCoy.
Come on, Chris. Give us your spin on the EV Challenge.
I've been on it since it started last year. I helped on pretty much everything in the truck.
Tell us about the teacher and how about your teammates? Tell me about how it is to work together and to accomplish such a worthy feat.
Well, this year, I like about every one of them. And last year, some of them kind of irked me around. But it's fine this year. I like every one of them. They all do their job, what they're supposed to do.
As a leader and an instructor in a great high school, and what it means is building teamwork and the things that maybe past building an electric vehicle, what has it meant to West Wilkes High School to have this opportunity? I'm talking to Mr. Talbert today, and he's the instructor here of the EV Challenge.
This has been a great opportunity for these students to be able to participate in something where academics can be used in such a way where they can see some results out in the real world, and this type of challenge has been great resource for them to pull from and to use in every aspect of their lives. And one of the first things they do when they start a year is that we do like a ropes course, and this ropes course is designed for them to build teamwork, discipline, and teamwork skills that they can use throughout the year, not only on the EV in the EV Challenge, but also in life in general. This program, you know, speaks for itself when you see students that meet their academic goals in all their classes and seemed to have a character-changing experience. One of the main requirements for this program to stay on the team is that students are required to hold a B or C average in all their classes, and if students fall below that, they are basically on academic probation and continue the efforts to bring those grades up in other classes before they continue on. So this type of approach is just great for these students, and it's vital for our society to continue on because, you know, the way the economy is today, if students are graduating from high school and don't understand that the discipline it takes to succeed in life, if they don't understand that, then we're going to be hurting as a society in the future.
Maybe making assessments about courage and confidence, and I'm sure that you've seen a lot of good development in kids about being confident. This program brings that out in them, I feel. You want to talk about that a minute?
The confidence is kind of, there's two sides to that story, and when you think about confidence, the first thing that comes to my mind is the confidence when you hook up 156 volts to a vehicle with high school students around is something that you gain the first time you do that. And once they realize the confidence that they can wire up a electric vehicle and they can get one to moving under its own power, then that confidence can be pulled into their other work and their other classes and success in life.
Talk about the $40,000 that these youngsters have raised. This program is an opportunity, but it's not funded. Is that what we said before? You want to talk about that?
Yes. Generally speaking, most schools that participate in this challenge have no funding from the school system, and that's not a downside of the school system in any way, but obviously the school system is limited in funds for all their programs. And so to participate in this challenge, the minimum requirement is to have a garage that you can lock up and about $6,000. And these students were given this challenge last year, and they understood that they would be able to participate in the EV challenge if they could build a vehicle. And one part of that is being able to raise the funds, and I think that's a very important process that these kids need to learn and stuff they can carry on throughout their life. I know that we've had one student that's actually got into racing, and with that, he had to get his own sponsors, just like we did in this program.
I'm talking to Chris Talbert this morning. He's the technology instructor at West Wilkes High School. You know, they have to going out and selling. That's a tough job, and so these youngsters knew that they had to go out and sell a sponsorship to make this work.
Yes, and in the economy, when they started last year, economy wasn't very strong in this area, and I knew it would be very difficult for this team to raise funds at local businesses and organizations, and so, you know, I knew there would be a great challenge, but that's part of it. And I think they've found a great success while working with the business and marketing class here at the school. They developed a great plan that was similar to any type of NASCAR or any other racing program.
Talk about teamwork, Mr. Talbert.
Teamwork is critical, and I focus on teamwork. And if you have a group of students working together as a team, you can accomplish a lot. If they're not working as a team, the program goes nowhere. And if it wasn't for teamwork, we wouldn't be here.
Good. I want to thank you too for coming out of industry and dedicating your life to helping youngsters. I just think that I can't think of a more honorable place to be, and to be with you today is certainly a highlight. Would you talk just a little bit about that decision?
Well, it was a decision that was it was an easy decision for me at the time. Being an engineer by trade, I lost my job in NAFTA, which you know, a lot of people in this community can understand. And while searching for a job, the only one that I could find was teaching, and Mr. Marie was principal at the time, and he actually, I'll never forget the statement, he said, if you can dedicate a year to our program, then I'll hire you. And when he said that, I thought, well, I can do anything for a year, and here I am 4 years later and really loving what I do, and can't imagine doing anything different.
Thank you for blessing WIFM in such a special way today, and give me a closing remark about the opportunity, the enrichment in your life because of what you're doing today.
Well, I can't express enough how every morning I get up and every night when I go to bed, I realize how blessed I am to be able to be involved in such a program and to enjoy every aspect of it. And when you find something you enjoy this much, it's not really a job anymore. It's a lifestyle.
And a passion. I experienced that with your group today, and what a blessing it is for WIFM to be here. As we conclude this session of Leaders for Tomorrow, we want to thank West Wilkes High School, especially Mr. Chris Talbert and his students in the EV Challenge. This wonderful program would also like to thank the sponsors in the community that are responsible for providing funding for the EV Challenge. They are Mastercraft Incorporated, Carolina Glue Chip, Miller's Creek Market, Service Center of Miller's Creek, Magic Video, Foothills Waterproofing, Michael's Jewelry, Wykes Amoco, David's Car Care Incorporated, Wilkes Law Enforcement Officers Association, Officers Associates, Reeves Farm, BB&T Branch Banking and Trust, Oakwood Homes, Hamby Brothers Incorporated, J&J Auto Glass, Smarts Park Energy System, Advantech, Parker CTC, Page Interworks, Blue Ridge Tractor, Wilkes Electric Motors, Parsons Trucking Company, Yadkin Valley Ford, Trojan Battery Company, McNeil Tire Service, R&R Racing, Tyson Engineering, Daisy's Diner, and Lowe's Charitable and Educational Foundation. We're truly grateful to these sponsors for making the EV Challenge possible, for giving and sharing and caring and making a difference in the lives of our communities. Thank you for blessing us in a special way. Now, this is Gary York from WIFM. Thank you for being part of our Leaders for Tomorrow. And again, we want to thank the Empire Auto Group for making Leaders for Tomorrow possible each and every week. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you for joining us for Leaders for Tomorrow, sponsored by the Empire Auto Group Wilkesboro. Join us again next Saturday for another edition of Leaders for Tomorrow here on 100.9 WIFM.